WMCHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston, a professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul, to empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Kautz, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe. Hey, good afternoon. It is Intuitive Soul, or Intuitive Soul and Friends. And today is the third Monday of the month. I can't believe the month is going by so quickly. But it is.
It is, too.
It is. And
we
because
had some
it
cool
is.
Nights, though. So up in this neck of the woods. Yeah.
Which has been nice.
Yeah, that's right. Like 50 Although, degree, 55 degree nights. You know.
Yeah, I think people are complaining. But
well, yeah.
But I'm okay with it.
Oh, okay.
I'm good with it. All right, so because it's the third Monday, that means we have David Watson, who is a deep trance channeler from his soul group, The Willows. And you can find out more about David if you go to askthewillows.com. That's askthewillows.com. Today we are going to talk about some interesting topics: boredom, fear,
well,
and
that's
future.
Right. Well, as you know, I also do strategizing and that sort of thing with people, doing conscious work with them.
Yes.
So, yeah. So boredom. What are we? I'm sorry. What are we?
Boredom, fear, and the future.
Oh yes, that's right. That's right. I'm so bored.
Apparently, you came up with it, and you're already bored of it.
I don't know. You know, we were talking about coming up with interesting topics, and I thought, you know, that boredom might be something that in actual fact we might observe. Because you know what? Have you ever seen a little kid that was bored? Ever?
Yeah.
Ever?
Really?
No. Well, I mean, not until you put them in a room and tell them not to do something.
Well.
Then they tap their foot and they look around, and they're just looking around to do something. So maybe that's their definition of boredom, is I want to do something, but I can't do anything because I'm stuck in here and there's nothing to do with anything around me. You know.
Right.
That's kind of what little kids do. But you drop them outside in the backyard and a stick becomes a walking stick or a gun or a sword, or suddenly they're off to vanquish dragons or, you know, go on explorations. I think boredom has to do, you know, with a lot of us say, you know, we get bored. You know, how you doing all this? I'm bored. You know, well, why are you bored? Well, you know, I can't think of anything that I want to do. So that's what boredom is. At which point, you know, it's a matter of looking and determining for ourselves exactly what does that mean. You know, I can't think of anything to do. You know, like, okay, you're sitting there breathing right now. Your heart's thumping away. It's going to boom, boom. Like that, and you know, you're doing all kinds of things in that moment, but you can't think of anything to do, because you can't think of anything to do with your mind. That's where boredom is focused on. You know, I've never seen an animal particularly bored. I've seen them going stir crazy, which isn't boredom. That's a little different, but not bored. You know, so I you know, that's kind of like my vision of boredom. I'm not sort of taking a stick out and beating anybody up because they might feel bored or they get bored, but simply just throwing it out there to realize that boredom is a state of consciousness that we learn, and we learn it from a very early age. And, you know, my question is, and maybe somebody out there might have an answer from their own perspective, is to whether it's self-developed or whether it's learned from, you know, being absolutely stopped from doing anything and going into another state.
Right.
But then again, you have somebody who had all of their senses cut off, like Helen Keller, and found life endlessly fascinating and learned to communicate with everyone around her, became world famous, a teacher, a writer, you know. I think the only thing she didn't do is become a musician, you know. But, you know, but all of those other things that she did phenomenally well, you know. So was she ever bored? No. She had no connection. She couldn't see and she couldn't hear. But she could touch and feel and communicate with the world in that way and learn to do just that. So it's a pretty interesting, you know, thing as to what we consider to be boredom. I mean, what do you think of boredom?
Well, if I go to the training that I just had, boredom comes from not knowing, well, being in a parasympathetic place, which is more of a depressed state versus a sympathetic or a stress state. And it comes from your heart, not knowing what you had said initially, what you want to do. Mm-hmm. You know, it comes from, you know, what's your passion? What do you want to do? Like, you can do a lot of things. Some people may do them and still be bored. You may do the dishes and be bored because it's not something you necessarily want to do. So when I think of that, I think of, you know, the question is more about, you know, what do you desire? What does your heart really want you to do? And that's when you can, you know, come up with different things to align that would be boring, but that it's kind of you're in a semi-depressed state because you're not utilizing.
Well, that's from the teaching you took. Do you agree with that, or
totally.
Does it make sense to you?
Yeah, I mean, you may not be fully depressed. You may be just, you know. You may not
almost,
be at the almost
depressed.
At the end, yeah.
Moderately depressed.
Hmm.
Okay. So, according to this, then boredom comes from being in a state of depression, and what creates a state
of
depression?
No. It parasympathetic. It means it's part of the nervous system. So it's not necessarily depressed. It's just that you're not in a stress state. You're not in a balanced state. If you were balanced, you'd probably come up with lots of ideas.
So
you're in a parasympathetic.
Parasympathetic. So does that mean it's a chemical imbalance, or
no? It's part of your nervous system.
Part of your nervous system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very interesting. Very interesting. So it appears that there's a number of different thoughts and feelings about boredom and what it means. It's just kind of hard, you know, when you have your 13-year-old kid turn around and look at you sitting in a room with a computer over there and a baseball glove and, you know, a football and, you know, a bunch of board games and just looking at you and going, you know, like, and let's not forget the iPod or pad or whatever. I'm just bored. Sort of like, what? So does that mean, according to this then, that this 13-year-old might be slightly depressed because why? Because they had too much stimulation or not enough to...
Could be. It would depend on each situation as to what it is, whether, you know, maybe they were overly stressed and now they're, you know, the parasympathetic is to bring them back down into balance or into, you know, but it would depend. I mean, I imagine there's a lot of adults that have a house full of things that they used to love to do, but getting them to do them, if their heart's not into it anymore, if they're bored... And they're not going to, you know, pick up the football or the baseball or the iPod or, I mean, we can distract ourselves great. We can watch movies, we can turn on the TV, we can go to the computer. Doesn't necessarily mean it stops us from being bored. Right?
Because?
Well, because we're just distracting ourselves. We're not necessarily doing something because our heart wants it.
Mm-hmm.
Or we're excited about it, or we have passion towards it.
Well, you know, I think that's really interesting because it's a lot of what I do is involved in helping people become more self-actuated. And when I do have people come up and say to me, I'm bored, you know, this is bothering me, this is creating a problem for me, I kind of go through a series of questions with them and ask them about, you know, what are they doing? How are they organizing themselves? And what are they doing with their lives? You know, and quite often the answers are kind of like you say, I'm not feeling so hot, or I'm depressed, or something bad happened in my life. So it's a matter of helping people get more balanced emotionally to bring them back from that state. But again, trying to find things that are going to make you feel good. You see, this is where the other, that's why I said fear as well. Because I think fear is something that really is huge in our world today. You know, we're afraid of everything. We're afraid of people who don't look like us. We're afraid of people who don't talk like us. You know, our little xenophobia thing happening there. We're afraid of getting hit by an asteroid. We're afraid of the Earth splitting up under our feet and dropping into an endless chasm. We're afraid of, you know, getting eaten by sharks. We're afraid of everything. We're afraid of letting our kids go down to the corner and bringing back a bottle of milk in case somebody kidnaps them. You know, all of these things can and do happen, but not to everybody and not all the time. You know, but that's where the fear comes out in us, because we are a fearful lot, we humans, you know. I think it might be part of our evolutionary predilection, you know, because the guys who weren't really afraid, they got nailed, you know. Don't go down by the river tonight and have a bath because, you know, there is a large crocodile down there. Ah, you're crazy, you know. Og gets eaten and, you know, they find his club in the morning, you know. But his genes don't get passed on. So we do have that fearful aspect of ourselves. I think that is part of our natural way of doing things. But it's important to begin to look at fear and to begin to understand it as well. I mean, you know, there's so many different ways of looking at fear and what it means. You know, there's fear of something that's happening right in front of you, you know. Something's going to happen to you. You know, your car goes out of control and you got to get back on the road, or there's that instant fear, you know. There's fear. The biggest fear that we hold, though, it seems, is the fear of things that we can't see or we don't know about, which is where we have that multi-billion-dollar movie industry that's built up over the years based on, you know, slice-and-dice ideas that put terror in our hearts. So that's the fear part as well, you know. So maybe it's a stimulus as well.
Interesting.
Well, I call it an ultimate experience. You know? Peak experience is fear.
Definitely. I mean, the fear isn't always bad, obviously. There's fear that we want to be able to, like you said, with the crocodile. And then there's fear. I mean, I think, personally, I think it's at the opposite of the spectrum of love. It's, you know, it's there. There's a billion things that we fear. I think, you know, communication, love. There's much more important things in our lives than the other fears of, you know, disaster and stuff. But yet they all can impact how
Well, we are geared towards what I call cataclysmic thinking. You know, we have this tendency to, you know, expect the worst, you know. Cheer up, things could be worse. So I cheered up, and sure enough, things got worse. You know, it's that kind of an approach to life that we seem to hold, you know. It's better to expect the worst, you know, because the worst could happen, you know. But I think part of that also has to do with creating depression for us and creating a sense of helplessness and hopelessness.
Yeah, it's either the sympathetic where you're, you know, fight and flight, or you're parasympathetic where you're going into the other end because it's just overwhelming and there's too much. Mm-hmm. Which also can be with boredom as well. You know, too many things to do, but nothing that your heart really motivates you.
That's right. You don't know what you want to do.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, that's where callings come in.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think we need to figure it out. I mean, I think that too many people don't know what they want. And certainly their fears prohibit them or block them from making the step that they want to be making. Mm-hmm. So those two kind of go kind of hand in hand for sure.
Yeah. Well, you know, when we begin to figure out what we do want, you say too many people don't know what they do want, but, you know, our society creates certain standards that we all have to pay attention to. I mean, it's presented to us through all forms of media, you know, whether it's live or print or film or computer or internet or cable or whatever, you know, that it, we're given a certain status quo that we have to meet.
Right.
And a certain protocol.
Mm-hmm. We will be back with that thought when we come back from break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends with David Watson, who is a deep trance channeler. You can find out more about David if you go to his website, askthewillows.com. All right. We are on. Oh, let's. We will take callers, so if you want to give us a call, you can call us at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685, or come in on instant feedback. Just be really, really clear about what it is that you're wanting. We are on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of quantum change. She's developed and teaches the inner speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's new skyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD. At AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
The sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. We have David Watson with us. David is a deep trance channeler. We will take calls after the next break, so midpoint. If you have a question, I would get in queue now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You can find out more about David if you go to his website, askthewillows.com. All right, so we were talking about boredom and fear, and you kind of ended off with protocols. So let's talk about that.
Well, I mean, I was just going into the direction of you know, as you had discussed and made apparent that these things, you know, boredom and those kind of emotions come from feeling depressed, and feeling depressed comes from feeling helpless. And what makes us feel helpless is not accomplishing the things we want to accomplish, or but then trying to find the things we want to accomplish that are going to make us happy. Is that kind of like a little Reader's Digest version of that? But the reason I go there is because I happen to believe that, that most of us have our sights set on the things that are expected of us socially as far as how we should produce, you know, what we should do. Like our social order tells us right now, okay, that we are supposed to meet certain criteria, we're supposed to make a certain amount of money, a man is supposed to do this, a woman is supposed to do that. I mean, it's not new thinking, but the fact of the matter is all of those aspects are the things that we never question or think about, because we just don't. I mean, you'd be happy if you grow up and you become a dentist like your father, or an accountant, or, you know, a worker at the auto plant, whatever, you know, like those are the expectations made of each generation by the previous one that create what I call a social consciousness about what we are supposed to do as far as individuals are concerned regarding becoming useful in life and making a living in life, because that's the big deal. You have to make a living, you know. So that's interesting, because you can't just live anymore. You have to make a living. And that puts a lot of pressure on people. And I think that probably out of all the people I see in the course of a year, I would say clearly half of them don't like what they're doing for a living.
Right.
They've taken polls, and in certain areas, particularly factory towns, 90% of the people aren't doing what they wanted or expected or hoped to be doing. And as to how many people are happy doing the jobs, most of them are happy because of the money they get, but not because of the work that they do. They don't feel fulfilled, and they don't feel like they're doing important things.
Right.
Now, there are some companies that bring people in, and they're far more humanly directed, that you know, do give people a good sense of well-being and that sort of thing. But still, no matter which way one looks at it, there isn't that room for that personal fulfillment that most of us think or believe we should have. And we all secretly question inside of ourselves, maybe there's something wrong with me, because everybody else seems to be okay, but everybody else is saying the same thing. Maybe there's something wrong with me, everybody else seems to be okay. That's my interpretation of it. Because most people I talk to, you know, finally let the cat out of the bag at some point during the conversation and indicate that, well, you know, like, I'm not really doing what I want to be doing, you know, what you'd rather be doing. And the answer is classically, I don't know, because they spend all their time focusing on what they are doing. They spend all their time in living the life they're expected to lead.
Or focusing on what they hate they're doing, that they do.
Well, that's the other half of the coin, isn't it?
Right.
You know, because when you combine those two things, focusing on what they're doing, which includes hating what they're doing, because that's part of what they're doing, right? They reach a point where they just become bored, because there's no point in doing anything else. Mm-hmm. So that's why they invented ATVs and quads and things like that. And tractor pulls. Just kidding out there for you folks who love those things. But, you know, we do create things for, you know, our own selves, you know, to entertain us, to beat the boredom.
Right.
You know, because we are restricted. And when the thing is what we begin to do is we begin to realize that maybe human life is restricted and unfree. You know, we're born, we die. That's a pretty big restriction right there. I mean, you know, according to B.B. King, everyone wants to go to heaven, but no one wants to die to get there. So, but we know we got to go there, you know, at some point. or that we came from there, and who knows where we're going after that, depending on your personal belief system. But the truth of the matter is that's part of the human condition that we live within, and that's what we have about us. So when we start to look at that and realize that we're not really trained to look at that, to understand that, it makes things difficult, because we've been trained to fit in with our social order, you know, with our culture. And there's so many different cultures around the world, not just, you know, racial cultures, of course. There's individual cultures within each one of those races, within each one of those political systems, you know. So what happens is many of us wind up identifying with a cultural standard rather than trying to find our own standard. Mm-hmm. So if we can let go of the need to do that and turn around and say, you know what, human life is restrained and unfree. The only way to really have a sense of self is to let go of that and to basically get into the higher aspects of consciousness involved through, I don't know, you could say meditation, or just a belief and acceptance of the fact that everything is always in the flow, that everything changes, that nothing is permanent. And once we begin to accept that and begin to dive into that belief system, we begin to stop resisting the world around us. We begin to go with the energy and the flow and the thoughts of what's important to us as an individual. And because most of us have never really taken the time to explore it, you know, it makes it difficult.
Right.
It makes it difficult because we don't have an opportunity. We're not given the chances as a youth, in our youths, to do that often enough. Often enough.
Right.
You know?
Well, yeah. I mean, we're not taught in school to follow our hearts or to even look at what that means. And with the changes that are going to be happening, I think, you know, things are going to happen at some point where...
Well, we have Valentine's Day, right, at school. Everybody exchanges cards. I mean, isn't that part of it? Following your heart? You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There was an interesting book called The Children of Now, or this one's actually with the next one, which was Communication with the Children Now. It just made me think that, you know, this one 13-year-old, she was asked, you know, what is the purpose? What is our purpose? And she said, well, we have a major purpose and a minor purpose. The major purpose is to make a difference, and the minor purpose is to have fun. And when you look at that, you know, how many people, one, are feeling like they're making a difference, and two, you know, how many are having fun? And apparently, if you don't do both of those, that there's, you know, your soul feels unfulfilled at the end of life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an interesting thought.
Yeah.
Kind of goes with the boredom and the fear.
Well, the willows say we're here to do two things. We're here to make decisions. We're here to have an emotional experience.
Same thing, almost.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, first thing we do is decide how we're going to feel, right? You know. And what we do give importance to, which I think is probably the most you know, important aspect of our discussion today. You know, I mean, I just wanted to bring these things up to get people thinking about themselves and their situation. It's summer. It's nice. You know, the weather's nice. You know, we can get out and enjoy that no matter what's happening in our lives. We can step into nature a little bit and chill out. Those of us who have trouble stop thinking... that makes it a little tougher. But, you know, the interesting thing is if we want to change how we think or how we feel, anything we do will change that. Anything. If you're feeling depressed, stand up. You know? Your physiology will change your energy. You might still feel depressed, but at least you're standing up. You got blood circulating through your body. You're seeing things from a different perspective. Something might hit you in that instant to help that depression start to lift. Go for a walk. Do those kind of things. Change. Change things. The more
breathing
you change
is the best.
Things. What's that?
Breathing. Breathing is the best. If you can get yourself into some balanced breathing, that will change.
Balanced breathing
will get you back into balance.
Oh, I get bored listening to myself breathe.
Yes, but it's conscious breathing.
Okay. Breathe in, breathe out.
Mm-hmm. A little bit slower. All right. You are listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends. We have David Watson. You can find out more about David if you go to his website, Ask the Willows. The Willows are part of his soul group who he channels. I think we're going to be going into trance when we come back from break.
Yes.
And so if you have any questions, we have one person on hold that's holding now. But if you have any more questions, give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in an instant feedback, but just be really, really clear about what it is that you're wanting. All right, so you are listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Help. Life's a game. Win. Call and get advice from today's top coaches that are here to help you run a business, offer legal advice, enrich your relationships, or guide you on the right career path. Our coaches are expert professionals in their field to help you win the game of life. Listen to Coach Me Radio, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m.
Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. We have David Watson, who is now in trance right now with the Willows. We are open for calls. If you have a question, give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in an instant feedback. If you come in an instant feedback, just be really clear about what it is that you're wanting. All right, so we have Suzanne, who has called in. interesting. Suzanne, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So you're buying an apartment and you just want to know what?
Yeah, I'm considering buying an apartment, but I've obviously have rational, proportionate anxiety about putting down a large chunk of money and buying an apartment. And don't know, you know, how long I'll be there or if something happens, if I have to resell it. I just have all this kind of nervousness about if this is the right decision to make at this point in my life. And was wondering if you could maybe give me some insight or any kind of messages you might be getting around that.
All right.
Edea, yes. Where are you intending to be purchasing this apartment?
In Manhattan, downtown.
Yes. And within the same as this, this is an investment for you. You will note here that except for major earthquakes and the rising of the tides over Manhattan, which is not going to happen in the near future, that you would see here that this is a very sound investment for you if you chose to do this. If you can purchase at this time, you will find that while prices are high, they are not at their highest. But there is still strong competition for the price of land and apartments on the island itself, yes? So it is a matter of determining, A, why you want to live there, and B, what you want to do while you're living there. Sometimes you can find some apartments for sale on the other side of the river, on the Jersey side. Looking right into Manhattan, just a moment's ride from there. These are much more reasonable in price if you so choose. But for your own self here, you are looking for what? You are looking for the location?
The location, primarily, yeah. But I don't want to kind of be so invested in the location that if things around the location change, then I'm left with, you know, maybe an overpriced apartment.
Yes, well, this is the point, is it not?
Yeah.
And so it is a good question to ask. We would say here all the apartments on the island are overpriced, so therefore they have created their own status quo, you see? So as a result, one that you would buy would be, quote, overpriced, and you would find in the years to come that it will not go down in value.
Right, that's what I'm kind of thinking, that if something happened, you know, because it's in a desirable part of town, so I don't really see it becoming undesirable anytime.
No, precisely. And within the location itself, by putting the money and the energy into it, you will create something for yourself that will be a good life investment if you decide to go in this direction. And if you have the money to put down and you have the money to pay your monthly mortgages, then indeed you are in alignment with the correct thing to do in this case. And we would say, what the heck? What else do you have to lose on this one?
Well, I guess it is, you know, as like a single woman in Manhattan, you could meet somebody a couple years later and move in and have to sell.
We might say this to you, as a single woman, yes? You have your own money, and you have your own locations, and you keep these kind of things in your life for your lifetime. You will find that you probably have learned in life partners sometimes come and go, yes? But real estate remains in one spot. So this is something to keep about in mind regarding to this. If you did meet somebody and you chose to live in a different location, then you can always rent or you can always resell.
No, you can't rent in this building.
Well, in that case, then you would simply offer for reselling. And you would not find this as anything that would be negative for you. So thinking about this for yourself and determining as to the value of it, if you feel that this is ideal for you, then think about today and think about what you would like to have. Because in this lifetime here, happiness is bound upon that which makes you happy. Would it make you happy to live there, to look out that window and look at the city every morning?
Yeah, I mean, it's small. It's really tiny. It would be fine for a year or two or maybe three.
Then in that case, if it would be fine for that length of time, then the investment is worth it. you would then have no difficulty in, shall we say, turning it over if you wish. Many people do this at this time.
All right, we got more people,
you.
So you're welcome. Okay, so we have an instant feedback from Denise. She spent most of her life being an encourager for her family and friends and happy to be there for them, but being out of balance with self and losing her most inner heart's desire and purpose. She's wanting to know what would be self-fulfilling at this stage in her life.
Well, in this case here, you have already found out what is self-fulfilling, which is looking after people, making you feel good. You didn't do these things. You didn't help those around you in your life just because you had to. That was part of it. But the other part was because there was a certain degree of satisfaction that you received from it, which gave you a purpose. So begin to look at these things and to determine how you help. Mostly it was through sharing. Mostly it was through talking. Mostly it was through being able to balance things in those people's lives that you were working with. We would say to you in this case, perhaps you may wish to think about taking some courses that be refer of NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming, or that be referred to as a Psych K. These are two forms of therapies that can be learned in a relatively short period of time, but in the hands of experienced light workers and helpers such as yourself, can prove to be a wonderful base to develop a business that would be engaged in helping others find their way through life and work through different issues in their lives as well. So we see, as you were in a helping business and a helping field to begin with, this is the way that you may find the greatest amount of joy in your life. Now, of course, that is our opinion, you see. But it is your own life that must give you the satisfaction, the things that are going to make you happy. And these are so simply suggestions here for you, you see. And as suggestions, they are not meant to be absolutes, you see.
Mm-hmm. And I would just add to that, you know, you want to balance with yourself by, you know, taking care and nurturing yourself the way you've nurtured everybody else in your life.
Indeed. And the other balancing comes in taking short courses of this nature, because then they enable you to work on these issues directly, which is the good part. It appears to us that you are a person of good heart and kind of and generous of spirit. So these kind of courses that we are suggesting here are perfectly designed for individuals who have that mindset, you see? And one of the things you do when you take these courses, is, of course, is you actually get to do work. In other words, not only on others, but others get to work on you, and you get to clear a lot of issues. And we know that you have power issues here that you are still struggling with. As the entity Laurie has mentioned here, it is a matter of releasing yourself from the ideal that others are more important than you. And now that you are at this point, it's a matter of working through to determine how you can help others, because it is important to you. You see?
Nice. All right. I think we're going to go to break. We have another instant feedback, but we won't be able to get to that until after the break. Why don't we go to break now? You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends with David Watson, who is in trance right now with the Willows. If you want more information on David, go to his website, askthewillows.com. You can call in. We probably could take one more call, possibly. 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with David Watson on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Laurie Houston and Gene Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of Quantum Change. She's developed and teaches the Inner Speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's newskyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD. At AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
Itself down dust. I wanna be with you. I'm gonna be with you. Color.
Is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. I have David Watson with us, and he's in trance again with the Willows because we have one more instant feedback. It is possible we may be able to take one more if you want to give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Want more information about David? Visit him on his website, askthewillows.com. All right, so we have one more instant feedback. This is from Patty. She knows that this is not the job she will have forever. She's had several options. Now now that the economy is coming back. And my thought was when I read that, I was like, where do you live? Oh, apparently it's Phoenix. So apparently the economy in Phoenix is getting better. I feel that I've learned the lessons I needed to learn here. When will I be ready to leave this position, and will more schooling be involved, or will I stay in the same arena or area, I think is what she meant. Oh, dear. And, yeah, the same area that she's in now. So she's just wondering.
Well, truth of the matter is here, within all of this, is it's not a matter of will it happen, as if something has been written up in front of you as a script, but rather to understand that you play a significant part in making these choices. We see here through your question that indeed you do want to educate yourself further, you do want to move forward and upward in the company, and you do want to expand your horizons there. We would say to you that within your own energy, you hold this capacity, but you need to let go of the idea that something magical is going to carry you there other than your own two legs and your brain, you see? And that is exactly what we suggest you follow. You have good intuition. As an individual, you have very good intuition. So we understand the need for you to ask of another as to what the outcomes could possibly be. But we will tell you this. If you choose to continue to work there, if you put everything you have into your position, if you become dedicated to the things you're doing and really enjoy them, do it with a good heart, do it with joy. And this is the important part of anything that one does. But to do it with joy. And you will be noticed, and you will be promoted, and you will be educated, and you will be one of those who makes an astounding ascent in this company. And in this way, you will begin to find for yourself a new sense of self-worth as to your own future and as to what you can accomplish on this plane. So this is what we would say to you. Again, briefly in review, simply know that you can do it. Be the best that you can in all that you do. Stop worrying about what other people think and worry about what you think about what you're doing. If you think you can do better, do better. If you think you're doing your best, then you are. Be confident in this aspect here. People around this company you were working in already have noticed you. But you must be more confident and more focused and far more directed in your capacity to move ahead in this way. So have faith, and you will find that your dreams will come true regarding this position.
Okay. She asked about learning lessons, so you felt that she's...
The lessons?
Right.
We do not understand learning lessons here, so...
Well, I think she feels that she's learned the lessons that she needed at this place that she's at, and she's just wondering whether that means she's learned them or whether,
Of course it does.
Okay.
One's acknowledgement of lessons learned means the lesson is learned. So simply move ahead with what you already know to be true, and this will, again, take you to the next level as to what you want to do within this.
Right.
This company and this job.
Okay. It did sound like she was wanting to leave it, but so you're just saying to stay with it.
Well, again, this is all free will. We're not saying stay with it. We're simply saying if you wish to move ahead and become accomplished in this, which is what your concerns were, according to what we understood from the question, because you did ask about education and expansion within the position.
No, I think it was she wanted to leave the position, so she was wondering if she would need more schooling to start something else or whether she'd be in the same area that she's in now.
Indeed. Our mistake here for this interpretation, as we say with a smile. With this, then, in this case, looking at this, leaving school, it is always better to get more education. If you are not happy with where you are, then you would determine how to segue. Perhaps taking evening courses and beginning to study more in the area of business management would be to your benefit. And this is what we would suggest around this if you chose to do this.
Cool. All right. Okay. Did you have any lasting thoughts that you would like to offer us before we bring David back?
Regarding these matters, no. These is just matters here of people's individual requirements as to what their as to what their lives would have to offer them this time. We would always say, be aware of life, be aware of yourself, be aware of the fact that you are never in control and always in charge. That is what we would say at this time, yes.
Okay. Thank you. You may release the form.
We thank you then, and we ask you to go in peace, love, joy, and harmony. Continue to walk on the path of the Masters. We send great blessings and release the form.
Okay. Mm. So we got a couple more minutes.
Oh, do we now?
We do.
Oh.
All right. So I know we spoke about boredom and fear. Did you want to talk about how the future kind of plays a role in
that? Boredom and fear are the things that pretty much shape our world around us. However, we're shaping our world if we choose to have boredom and fear as active parts of it, depression and anger and other negative emotional states, then that's what we're going to experience more and more of, because the more we see, the more we filter information through those feelings, those thoughts, and the more that we move in that direction. So it's not a matter of waving a magic wand and saying, oh, now I'm thinking positively. Mm-hmm. But it's a matter of beginning to say, well, geez, you know, if that's the process, then what can I do to begin to change that process? How can I begin to rebalance my belief systems? And as I've spoken about before, you know, for belief to be true, it has to be true intellectually and emotionally. Otherwise, it just doesn't, you know, stick with us, you know. So it's a matter of beginning to say, well, if I'm unhappy, what do I need to do to be happy? Well, one of the things that I suggest is to go and think about not when that was the last time you were happy, but what it feels like to be happy. Now, I know some people are so clinically depressed that they can't go there. I'm not talking about that kind of thing. I'm just talking about a day-to-day. You know, I'm a little down today, or I'm feeling bored, or I'm feeling sad, you know. Mm-hmm. So by going to that place, by going to that little gestalt of happiness or joy or a nice experience, you have an opportunity to go there emotionally and bring that emotion right into the present moment. So that's what I like to think of doing. Mm-hmm. You know?
Good. All right. So you have been listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends with David Watson. You can find out more about David if you go to his website. He does half-hour sessions up to almost 2 hours.
Yeah. Half-hour. Hour
yes.
And a half.
So connect with him if you want a more in-depth reading. You can find out more about him at Ask the Willows, askthewillows.com. You've been listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.